Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jeremy Skillington, Chief Executive Officer of Poolbeg Pharma. P-O-L-B is ticker there. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Great to be back on, Justin.
Yeah, and you've just released your interim results for 6 months, is it? The 30th of June. And you've done a lot going on. It's a very busy company. And before we get into that, just give us, you know, for people maybe learning about this now, because you're always well-read on the RNSs, just people learning about the story, just give us a brief overview of your assets and what you're doing, if you could, Jeremy.
Sure, happy to do that, yes. Poolbeg Pharma, we are a clinical stage biotech company. We're initially focused on infectious disease programs and like severe influenza, but we're also branching out from a clinical standpoint, looking at metabolic diseases and even oncology. But we do this with a very, very low cash burn, and we'll explain that a bit later on. But we're actually leveraging some very valuable data from infectious diseases. We're using two artificial intelligence programs to look for new drug targets and indeed new drugs as well. So we're pushing forward on many fronts, but very exciting time for the company. And yes, happy to give an update on our first 6 months of the year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I said you're a very lean company. You do a lot, but you're not burning a lot, which is very good. And, a good cash balance, just less than half the market cap. You know, take us through that.
Yeah, no, we IPO'd back in 2021, July 2021. We did come out with the commitment we'd have low operational cash burn. So for that, yes, we've got 14.1 million in cash still in the bank. And again, in these challenging market times, that's a very healthy position to be in. So we do have very strong financial discipline. So as I say, we're in a very good financial shape right now. And the way we do this, we progress our programs using a very kind of cost-effective R&D approach. We get early human clinical data as quickly as possible. I think that's the inflection point from a value standpoint. Mm-hmm. So again, we move these forward rapidly. And we also, take on board through collaborations some other innovative technologies, such as the artificial intelligence programs, which, as I mentioned, discovered multiple novel drugs and treatments at a lower cost, lower risk, and a much quicker time than traditional drug discovery. So, we're in good shape that way, say, leveraging external technologies.
Yeah, well, and that's so important in these markets. You know, it's very difficult. Yes. And whenever I look at, sort of pre-revenue companies with exciting potential, one of the first things I look at is the cash levels and say, have they got at least 12 months? And you've got way, way, way beyond 12 months in current cash burn. So that's, it's very reassuring for investors. So let's talk about the operations. Significant progress in advancing your pipeline. Tell us some more about this, if you could, Jeremy.
Yes, I will. The lead program we have is POLB001. This is a small molecule immunomodulator that we're positioning for severe influenza and then potentially other acute inflammatory conditions as well. And I'll speak about that. But we had a clinical trial readout earlier this year, an LPS human challenge trial that came out with very positive data. So we were delighted with the data that we came out. Again, validates the target, validates the drug that we have. And what we're seeing is a robust decrease in inflammation that was triggered by this lipopolysaccharide. So again, we can apply that data to other programs. I mentioned severe influenza, for example, where there's cytokine release syndrome. And this is where the immune system is over-exaggerated, overreacts. So, what's interesting, Justin, is that happens in many other diseases as well. And that's why I mentioned we're branching into the oncology sector, because give an example, there's an oncology treatment called CAR T-cell therapy, where up to 95% of these treatments they get this side effect called cytokine release syndrome, or CRS. So we believe our drug can play a role in that. So, you know, very happy with the way POBS001 has progressed and is positioned for the future. But as I mentioned, we're branching out as well, looking at artificial intelligence programs. We had two successful collaborations this year, with one with Cytoreason looking at influenza data that we have, and we've identified some novel and valuable drug targets from that collaboration. So very excited about that. And I mentioned oral vaccine program, again funded through grant funding, and we're progressing that as well, looking at encapsulation validation process. This is, as I say, the ultimate goal of introducing antigens and adjuvants into to be orally delivered instead of getting an injection. So that's all pretty good. And again, on the clinical theme as well, we're continuing to progress our oral GLP-1 agonist. And you know, if you've heard the news in the life science sector recently, these oral GLP-1s have been applied for diabetes for many years, but more recently obesity. So there's a lot of excitement in the space for these type of drugs. As I say, the vast majority are injectable, so pharma companies are looking for orally delivered equivalents. So we feel that you know, we have a good program there, and we've been discussing at length with not just pharma but with key opinion leaders on this you know, program, and they've given us some very valuable suggestions and insights which we've taken on board. So now the trial is expected to commence, and again, this is early human clinical data, human proof of feasibility, a proof of concept trial, and that's due to commence now in H1 2024. So very exciting, all these programs and the progress we've made.
Yeah. And you mentioned here is what PLB001 is in RNS there. Further discussions with prospective partners. Interesting there. The company is actively exploring potential new indication in oncology beyond CAR-T. What's this centre, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't divulge too much on this particular point, but, you know, again, we have regular conversations with pharma, and again, it's good to understand, you have the finger on the pulse of what they look for in a program, look for in, you know, in a partnership. And they kind of mentioned, again, CRS is, the cytokine release syndrome is an issue in other oncology treatments beyond CAR-T. So we're kind of, you know, moving in kind of that direction, exploring that aspect. So again, this CRS in total, the market is actually quite large. It's, you know, an area where people may not have understood, but it requires a lot of hospitalization and treatments following administration, say, of these oncology drugs. But the market is expected to reach $44 billion by 2033. So again, moving, you know, 001 into this area, we feel we can drive value of the program, increase the market potential of this exciting drug. And again, on the back of the LPS challenge study data we have, we feel we've a very exciting drug you know, on our hands.
Yeah, yeah. And so just as a reminder then, you know, people keeping an eye out for news, you know, what kind of milestones can we expect to see in the next few months? Well, say 6 months, maybe.
Yeah, no, happy to talk about that. As you said, we've given the market regular updates on what we're doing. So again, look, and we too are very excited about these milestones coming down the track. And kind of in no particular order, I guess, in one sense, we've got the validation from the AI collaboration around RSV, this respiratory syncytial virus. So we've got some lab-based activities going on there. So looking to validate those in the second half of this year. I mentioned the update on the oral vaccine program. Again, the confirmation of encapsulation, again, later this year. So looking forward to seeing that data again as we move through that program. Again, we're looking at the influenza AI program I mentioned with Cytoreason. Again, looking at drug target validation for that, and you know, basically, you know, determining the best way to generate value for the company and for our shareholders. And again, very exciting targets to be working with, and expected that to be completed in 2024. And again, focused on a clinical stage, you know, progressing with the trial enabling activities for the oncology clinical trial and the oral GLP-1 agonist clinical trial as well. So, you know, lots of excitement coming down the track. And of course, as with the Poolbeg business model, where we ultimately plan to partner these programs, we have continuing discussions with pharma and biotech companies on the progress of these programs. So again, we're in, you know, in discussions in parallel. And it's worth pointing out that you know, pharma companies always look externally for bringing programs internally. They have their own internal engine, but about 50% of late stage programs with pharma come externally, you know, from companies like Poolbeg. So obviously, we're talking to a number of pharmas about 001 and the other programs. So again, great progress has been made in the very recent future, or very recent past, my apologies, again, completing the LPS challenge study, clinical study report, etc., and progression into oncology. So very exciting time for the companies, and you know, as I say, we'll hit the markets as we continue with these deal-making discussions. But again, very exciting time for the companies to hit this particular point, having now data in hands and exciting programs to move forward. And as we mentioned earlier on, all done, in a very, with great financial discipline, and again, nice, healthy cash balance. So we can, as I say, we're not rushing to do, any deal, but we want to take our time to get the right deal in the, under our belts. And again, exciting for the company then to move forward beyond that.
Excellent stuff. Jeremy, good to chat to you, and thanks for the catch-up, and like you say, keeping busy, so no doubt we will be catching up in the future. Thanks very much.
Super. Thank you, Justin. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, PayLater, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.